السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اكمن لغا الله انو موسى انس هاو يو اتونين تريجو اسلام انترناشنال ميديم ويب 1548 with me your host Hajira Muzobe. A special welcome to those listening to us via free to air satellite and on DSTV audio bouquet channel 826. Welcome to this week's edition of The Reminder Show, our journey to a better spiritual life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remind, for indeed the reminder benefits the believer. Now on our lineup for today, inshallah, I will be talking about taking into account our spiritual growth and decline throughout the year. And in this topic, inshallah, I will be discussing the importance of taking into account our spiritual growth throughout the year, and also taking a look at ways we can improve our spiritual growth. Now, inshallah, our guest for today is Apa Rabia, and she will be having an interview with us today, and we will be taking a look at the purpose of the purpose and importance of self-evaluating. Now, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Subhanallah, dear listeners, you know, we are in the last month of the Hijri calendar, that is our Islamic calendar, and for many of us, it has been a journey of bitter and sweet days. You know, just taking a look at the past 2 weeks, subhanallah, you know, we have had events which were bitter here in South Africa, where we saw the riots, which were a bitter experience for many of us. And also we had sweet days, mainly where we saw people who came out, where they were helping each other, as well as people who in the Islamic way, part of our lives, where we saw many people who had found the opportunity to give out tariqah to those who were in need. And another aspect of our sweet days was the celebration of Eid al-Adha. And I'm sure even in our own personal circles of life, we had, you know, we too had, you know, bitter and sweet days. Some of us lost our loved ones, some of us gained new loved ones and made new friends, lost some were, you know, awarded new opportunities, and some, you know, lost them. And now, subhanallah, another year of our life is about to draw to a close and never to be opened again in this world till the day of Qiyamah, that is, till the day we come and stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, with each chapter of our life there, with everything, you know, yonkinte siyenzile, in all our lives, waiting there for us, there, waiting for us there, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will read our life. It will be open again, so that, you know, we may take account for every year, month, week, day, hour, and second we have spent in this dunya. But that does not mean we should not prepare for this day. That does not mean we should know, see us with, you know what, not sizzlungisele for the state, prepare ourselves for this day by making, you know what, ihtisab, that is, taking account of our actions first, now, while we are in this world, and also preparing ourselves for the next year, inshallah, to come. In fact, every believer is encouraged to prepare for themselves, to prepare themselves for this day. This is the day where we are going to be standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Hashr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqillah, fear Allah, wa tandur. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ittaqillah, fear Allah, wa tandur nafsum. وَلْتَنْدُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. That is in Surah Hashr, ayah 18 to 19, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْدُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. That all you who believe, fear Allah, and let every soul look to what it has sent forth for tomorrow. Fear Allah verily, or indeed Allah is well aware of that which you do. Now this is and the only way. There's an ayat in the Quran which is telling us to actually prepare ourselves for the day of Qiyamah, to prepare for the day when we will stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prepare for the day where our deeds will be taken into account. So we, how we prepare by this? That, you know, we see, we check, we look, we assess ourselves, we evaluate our deeds, so that, you know, when we, and see whether, you know what, have we made a spiritual growth in the year, or you know, did we make a spiritual decline where we have more bad deeds, we have done more bad deeds, and we didn't see a growth in our spirituality? And that is by engaging, you know, when how will we see whether we have made a spiritual growth is by, you know, engaging in those deeds which will help us in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we have not find ways to improve by staying away from bad deeds, like for instance, many of us might be finding it difficult to stay away from that which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, to stay away from that which will hinder our preparation for the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how do we find ways? We have to find ways to improve that. And we find ways on improving that and also adding good deeds, inshallah. And it is important to understand that in our journey called life, we as believers, we are going to have days. We are going to have days where our spiritual growth will be at its peak, where, you know, you find sometimes people, even not only in the year, but during our days as well, where you find a person's iman is at a peak where, you know, they are doing good actions, they're reading the Salah on time, they're reading much of the Quran. And you'll find those times or those days where it's going to go through a decline. You'll see those days where you are going to slack in some way. And it's important that you're not let it go in such, we do not, you know, let it reach such a decline where, you know, it's detrimental to our iman. And the only way we can prevent this is by doing all that we can to engage in more good deeds. Now, even if we have committed bad ones, then we can also achieve this, you know, we can achieve good deeds by, you know, like they always tell us that, you know, we should try to make after committing a bad deed, then always try to make a good one so that, you know, actually makes up for the bad deed. So you can also achieve this by, you know, understanding that, you know, at the moment we do something bad, that our iman increases, what, you know, for instance, our iman increases with obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and decreases what his disobedience. So the moment we do anything that goes against, you know, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically our iman will hit a decline, will go low. And the moment we do anything that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our iman will spike. So, and this is how so the more good deed or more amal we do, our iman spiritually grows. And the more bad amal we make, the less our iman spiritually becomes. So it's important we firstly maintain a system where our good deeds always outweigh our bad deeds, inshallah. And it's important to remember that whatever efforts we make towards doing good and doing what is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it never goes in vain. And we get rewarded even for the little we try. But all that little that you even trying, we get rewarded for it. The little that we try, even, you know, it might seem like it's an effort, but that little for you, which is very hard for you to make, that doesn't go in vain. That is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward. Because while you are doing something which is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for every little we try, like for every person's strength and ability and effort, we are going to get reward for it. And we should understand it. Our efforts and our abilities and strength are also different from other people. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that, you know, verily your efforts are diverse, meaning that we are going to be walking in a different, like something you might see, something which is might be easy for you, might be difficult for the next person. So your efforts are different. Our efforts are not going to be the same. Our efforts are different, and we will be rewarded for those efforts that we put. So Allah rewards us for our efforts based on our ability to do them. And it is also important that we know when we are doing this effort, when we are doing these good deeds, that we strive for ihsan. We strive to do them with, you know, excellence. We strive to do them by, you know, with doing them with such good that, you know, we give it our all. We strive to give it all our all, because for excellence, you know, we give it with that ihsan. And by doing these good deeds, which will benefit us both in this world and mainly in the hereafter with ihsan. So whatever deed we do, whatever good deed we do, that we aim to do it with ihsan, and this will be a benefit for us in this worldly life and the hereafter. So now it's important to also understand that in this journey, why we are going to be taking account of our deeds. It's because why throughout the year we might have done something wrong. Throughout the year, we might have spoken bad to other people. In fact, we are actually encouraged to make ihtisab every day, to, you know, take into account our deeds every day. That's when we make muhasaba, where we go home and or we find a specific time during our day where we look into the day's events and we see what have we done for that day. And during that day, we try to assess ourselves to see whether have we done more bad than good. Well, why we do this is because we want ways to improve ourselves. We want ways to see that we are doing all those good actions which are to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to his disobedience. So we try our best to actually, we look at these actions and we see where have we come wrong and we make effort to stay away from those wrong actions that we might have committed for that day, for that year, and we replace them with good ones. And we might be wondering, why am I speaking about bad deeds and how it plays within our excellence and within our efforts and so on. What we don't really realize that bad deeds actually have detrimental ways of harming our good deeds and our ihsan and so on. And we will not really realize this thing, but many of the time when we commit a bad sin, and when it becomes a habit, then it becomes difficult to start doing a good action. So that is something which is detrimental to our iman, how it harms our iman in the first place. That the more we do these bad actions, then the more it becomes detrimental to our iman decreases. And this is one of the side effects of doing bad deeds to our iman. And this is one of the things we should try to improve and try to actually do good deeds, which will always outweigh our bad deeds. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us. Inshallah, another thing we have to think about when we are doing this is to always, find ways for us to aim for this ihsan. Now, what is this ihsan? To actually do these good deeds, what excellence, where we are doing these good deeds for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're not just doing it because it's in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're striving to do it in a manner which is the best, or the manner which is, which will elevate that deed we are doing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we will look at some ways we can aim for ihsan, inshallah. And the first one, or the first step to aiming for ihsan, is to always make ihtisab. That is what we are talking about. Make ihtisab, meaning to take into account. In fact, we are encouraged to do this daily after our day or has ended, to take some time out to think of the day's events and our deeds. In fact, Umar radiallahu anhu is reported to have said, hold yourself accountable before you are held accountable, and weigh your deeds before they are weighed for you. Meaning that, do everything yourself. Firstly, take yourself account, check your deeds before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before it comes the day where you are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes your deeds into account for you. So this is what this the saying from Umar radiallahu anhu is telling us. This gives us an opportunity also to seek forgiveness for whatever wrong we might have committed during the day. So this is why we make muhasaba. This is why we go back home and we sit and we look at our deeds. So that's not, even if we may have wronged someone, we will ask forgiveness from that person. Not only that, even if you have made we have done any action which is in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do? We then work to making tawbah. We go sit and we ask for the tawbah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And by doing this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us. Maybe through that means, inshallah, or through us seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then on the day of Qiyamah, when we are coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be much easier for us to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because why? We'll have the hope of Allah's forgiveness for us, and we'll have some of those bad deeds which we may have committed forgiven for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this gives us an opportunity to seek forgiveness. This is the first step of aiming for ihsan when we are doing good deeds. Aiming when we know we want to increase our good deeds, we want to start. This year is ending, so we want to start the next year on a good slate. The pages of the next year, our next year, Hijri year, is blank, so we want to start it with good deeds. And the only way we can do these good deeds, or sometimes we are doing good deeds, but you want to keep the consistency in your good deeds. You want the good deeds to have value. So what you want to do, you want to, in those good deeds, you want them to be excellent. You want to aim for that ihsan. And the first step of those of aiming at ihsan is to always take into account your deeds for that day, to make this up. And also the next important thing, or the next way that we can aim for the ihsan that we are looking for in our good deeds, you know, increasing those good deeds is by having the correct intention. And intention plays a huge role. As we know that in the hadith from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it tells us that إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ, that not verily our actions are judged by our intentions. So if you have the correct niyyah, and what is your niyyah is that you are doing all these actions which are in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you when you are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These good deeds may be a means of reward for you, where you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you on the day of Qiyamah, and not displeased with you because of doing something which is in the disobedience of Him. So when you have the correct intention, when your niyyah is correct, then inshallah, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you. So your intention changes. So this is how we can also aim for ihsan. The moment we have a correct intention, or the correct niyyah for our deeds or our amal that we are about to do, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us to actually achieve that intention. You know, sometimes many of us might have, we write down goals, for instance. We write down goals, we write down things that you want to achieve for the next year. So you have that thing, but we forget that, you know, the person or our success is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our intention is there. But the moment you involve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you make it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants ease for us in it. He makes it easy for us. So in the same way, we might be planning for the next year to, you know, start doing a lot of good actions. But we have to question ourselves and ask ourselves, for who are we going to make these, you know, these good deeds? Are we doing it for the pleasure of Allah? And, you know, if we are doing bad deeds and we want to leave them the next year, who are we leaving it for? So if we are, the moment we are leaving it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us to stay away from those bad deeds. So we have to have a correct niyyah, a correct intention, dear listeners, inshallah. And also, the next thing that you have to do when you want to aim for ihsan, you have to make dua and ask Allah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His assistance, and also rely on Him. So the moment we ask Allah, like I said, in our intention, we are doing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us because it has the correct intention. And the moment we ask for Allah's help, then you know that you can never go wrong. Because why? You're asking for Allah's divine help, you're asking for Allah's assistance, and you're relying on Him. So the moment you're making dua, and you ask, so you always have to make dua. So you might be doing something bad, you might be doing a sin, and you want to have this the firm intention, you have this firm you know, conviction of you that you want to stay away from the bad and you want to get more reward, then what you do, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His assistance. That's why they also tell you, always make dua. Is what the power of dua is, you know, something which is, you know, not disputed. The power of dua is something which is amazing, because even when you see, they tell us, when you sit on during the Hajj time and you make the dua at that time, then it's like an arrow that does not miss a target. So even whatever dua that you make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as it's not you know, against or in disobedience to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it from us and grants us His, you know, the divine assistance through it. And inshallah, what the dua is so important, to have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to rely on Him, rely that, you know what, He can answer your dua, and rely on His help. So if you know that Allah, you made this dua, have conviction, have some hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you and assist you to gain, to, you know, to do more good deeds and stay away from those which are bad, inshallah. Now, inshallah, we are going to go for a quick break now, and when we come back, we will have my guest on, inshallah, and she will be talking to us about the importance and purpose of self-evaluation. Yesterday, we are speaking about taking our actions into account, so that comes with self-evaluating and self-assessment, inshallah. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuned into Radio Islam International, Medium Wave 1548, with me, your host, Hajira Muzobe. And this is the Reminder Show. Today we are talking about taking into account our spiritual growth and decline throughout the year. And my guest on the line with us today is Aparabia. Now, Aparabia is a mom of two beautiful sons, alhamdulillah. Apa has been blessed to be a mu'alima for over 20 years now. Apa is a holistic therapist and specializes in therapeutic therapy like hijama and Islamic counseling. Jazakallah khair for joining us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
How is Appa doing today?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm looking forward to talking about this topic, inshallah.
See, it's a lovely topic.
See, inshallah. As you know, Appa, we are at the end of the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Hashr, O you who believe, fear Allah and let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow. And fear Allah, indeed Allah is well informed with what you do. In fact, even Umar bin Khattab is reported to have said, hold yourself accountable before you are held accountable and weigh your deeds before they are weighed for you. Now, we know with the last month of the Islamic year, it is important that we take into account our deeds of the year and assess our spiritual growth and decline in order to, you know, set goals to improve for the next year, inshallah. Now, but my first question to you is, what is the purpose and importance of self-evaluation?
The importance is our very life depends on it. How do we, you know, how do we understand, how do we see for ourselves that are we sticking true to our purpose in life? And how do we help to direct ourselves or redirect ourselves if we don't self-evaluate? You know, we'll just be going around in circles, not having a clue of what are we actually doing. You know, am I doing those things which is, you know, helping to improve my life? Or am, like I'm saying, am I just going around and around in circles and I'm not fulfilling my life purpose? Self-evaluation, especially for us, you know, because it doesn't only depend on our life in this world, but majorly for our akhirah. Because whatever we do in this world, it has an impact on our akhirah. So for us, self-evaluation has to be something which we, you know, which is part of our life, that we really become conscious of the direction that we are following.
Very true. Okay, Appa, you know, the life of a Muslim is usually mainly based around the intention of a mu'min. For instance, we even hear the hadith that tells us, not innamal a'malu binniyat, that every action is judged, you know, by the intention. And we are talking about our actions and our deeds and taking them into account for the year that has passed. So, you know, we can set our goals for next year if there are some defaults or something, so we can improve on that for the next year, inshallah. Now, but my second question to you is, please explain to us, you know, the role and the importance of intention when we begin self-evaluating.
Intention is also at the core of it, because everything that's going to follow after that is going to follow through from our intention. So if our intention is a sincere one for the pleasure of Allah, that for my Rabb, for Allah Ta'ala, I really want to become a better Muslim, a better person, a true believer, then my actions from there will follow as well. So the intention is also at the core of it, that if I'm going to do it for show, then what will I gain from there? Because I'm just going to do things on the top to show, okay, you know what, I'm trying to be a better person. So intention is at the crux of it. It's really also very, very important. And that will also help to motivate me to continue, you know, on the path of self-evaluation, because I want to do it for the right reason. So it's very important that my intention be correct and it be for the right reason. And in that way, inshallah, that, you know, that is how we will reap the benefits of it.
Inshallah, I mean, may Allah make it easy for us to always have the correct intention with whatever good deed that we are doing. Sometimes, like how Papa is saying, when we are doing it for show, then it's of no benefit, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. May Allah save us from having the wrong intention and grant us, you know, the ability to always make the good a better intention, that only if we are doing whatever good deed that we'll be doing, and the reason we are self-evaluating is to not improve our good deeds, so that whatever good deed that we are doing is only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Abra, how can we assess if we have maintained a spiritual growth or a decline throughout the year?
You know, one of the things that is a very, very great tool that we should use to our benefit is journaling. Yeah. You know, it's so important for us to write down what have we been doing. Yeah. You know, like for example, when a person is trying to lose weight, one of the biggest things that helps a person to actually, you know, start down that path is when they tell you keep a food journal. Write down everything that you are eating. You know, when are you eating it, how much, and, you know, how are you feeling at that time when you're eating, and those kind of things. Because we need something to help reflect back to us, for us to see.
Okay.
When, you know, when we read it back, and we begin to realize that this is actually, you know, how much I'm eating. So this person is knowing me, because why the person is eating, they're not realizing when they're eating maybe that amount or what they're eating, etc. So that helps to, you know, give a lot of reflection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for us also to do that, you know, with self-evaluation.
True.
You can make a note of, you know, write down What are the main key points that you remember about, you know, this year? Have you achieved, you know, what you were thinking you wanted to do in this year? And why have you not? So it can reflect back to you that what were you doing in between those times when you could have been working more towards your goal, or, you know, what stopped you from doing, you know, increasing on that good deed that you wanted to do, or what's holding you back. So journaling, for me, I feel journaling is a very, very great tool. And it's also something which, you know, you can keep private. Self-evaluation also is a very private matter. It's a very private thing. So that helps you also, that you have a companion there to sort of help you see things that, you know, you can't see otherwise. But also where it still gives you the ability to still keep it private, so you don't feel judged. You know, you don't feel criticized, but you also get that awareness. And that's the main, you know, point of it, is to help create that awareness and consciousness in us. In a safe space, without feeling judged or criticized or misunderstood. So I would say that that's a great place to start, is to really, you know, jot down, what are we doing? You know, then we can see, okay, alhamdulillah, all my five salah are in order. Maybe all five salah are not in order, and maybe that's where the problem lies. You know, maybe because I'm not punctual on my salah, so nothing else, you know, my foundation is not there, so how is anything else going to be built up from there? Or maybe my salah, maybe there's two salahs in order, or three or four, so I have to work on making my foundation. Or maybe, alhamdulillah, I am reading my salah, but maybe I'm delaying. You know, I'm reading it on this appointed time or whatever. So it also helps to give us an indication of our foundation and how to build up from there. So I really would suggest that. To me, I feel it's a great tool.
Jazakallah khair for that advice, about that tip on how to, you know, to assess ourselves. And inshallah, many of us, I'm sure, will be starting to get a journal, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Ameen. Okay, Appa, can Appa please give us some tips on how to maintain consistency in good amal? You know, sometimes you find that, you know, it becomes a bit of a struggle when we start a good deed, and the next day, tomorrow, we don't do that good deed. So it doesn't become consistent. So Appa, can Appa please give us some tips on how we can maintain a consistency in our amal?
I love this question, and you know, it's so amazing because recently I've really been, you know, thinking about this myself as well, as an individual, and I really realized that, you know, when the hadith says to the effect that do a little, you know, even if you do a little, but be consistent on it. And it, you know, it really is so true that it's about keeping that balance. So if we do a little bit, it's like sometimes, you know, we try to overcompensate. We're like, okay, you know, I'm going to read a whole part of Quran today, for example. You know, I'm going to read a whole part of Quran today, or I'm going to work at giving, you know, a 1,000 rand of, you know, in charity today. But the beauty part lies in doing a little every day. So maybe if I say, okay, you know what, I'm going to read a page of Quran every day. That becomes much easier and helps me to keep consistent because it's manageable. The whole point is do that amount that is manageable for you every day. So don't, that's why, you know, we should never underestimate, you know, even a 5 minutes. Like we think, okay, 5 minutes. But, you know, in 5 minutes, think about how much Quran you can read in 5 minutes. You can read a decent amount for every day. Like, you know, if you take into, if you really focus just in that small space of time. So for me, I feel that taking out, you know, that little amount of time and focusing on that time, in that time frame to do that little bit, really, then we'll see results because it becomes part of our routine, and that's the whole point of it. Is that it's not just about saying, okay, you know what, I completed a part of Quran, or, you know, I giving so much of charity, etc. It's more about making it part of our life. So how we make it part of, you know, part of our life is when we, you know, have that balance, and we have that, it helps to make it a habit and be consistent when it's manageable for us to do. So it's not going to be manageable for us to maybe take out 1 hour at every day, you know, for one specific thing, or 2 hours or something like that. So that's why doing a little that is manageable is much more better, you know, saying, okay, and that's how we build it up. So I would say for consistency is, it don't ever, you know, don't disregard something, okay, you know, I only did this amount. No. That's why even like if we think about dhikr, they encourage us read 100 times you know, La ilaha illallah. And you think, okay, 100 times, but that's how you build it up. And then eventually over time, you'll notice that now once this has become a habit and you're consistent in it, and then you'll be able to do more, you know, more of that. So I would say, yes, do, you know, what is manageable. Start off with what is manageable. Take a few minutes every day to, you know, do that amount, and you build up from there.
You know, Apa has made a very, very important statement, or something which, you know, turned a light bulb, and where we, Apa mentioned, it's, you know, sometimes we overcompensate for, you know, our deeds. So sometimes you might have not read Quran every day. And what happens, because you feel a bit guilty for that, what happens, you start reading maybe a whole para for that day. And that's also a question that comes up, that's not, are we sometimes overcompensating for our deeds? That's, you know, sometimes we're finding, that's where, you know, we're finding the difficulty in, you know, our spiritual growth. That's where, you know, maybe we might be overcompensating for the things that we, the good deeds that we are not doing yet. You know, sometimes when you see, as time goes on, and you end up leaving that action. So that's a very, very important point, that are we really, that's the question, are we really, you know, overcompensating on those deeds instead of doing small, like Harper was advising us. That's a very, very, you know, good point that Apa has made there. Now, Apa, my last question to you is, you know, sometimes you find someone, they know their weaknesses, they have identified their weaknesses, but you know, something becomes difficult for them to actually leave their weakness. So Apa, what advice would you give to someone who has identified a weakness when it comes to their spiritual growth, but are unable to let go of it or turn it into a strength?
You know, if Allah Ta'ala grants us the ability to, reach that level of awareness and consciousness that we actually realize that, I have to work on fixing this action that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself is such a great blessing from Allah Ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't have this realization, how would we fix anything? And then remember, our main focus, an objective is that when we reach Allah Ta'ala, when we are standing, in front of our Rabb, we want to be standing in such a, position that, our Rabb can look at us and say, okay, I know the servant of mine has been trying. That is what we want to show Allah, that we are trying.
Hmm.
We know that we are not perfect. We know that we make so much of mistakes and we do so much of wrong. But all we can do in our capability is we can try and show that we are trying to improve ourselves.
Hmm.
Allah Ta'ala knows, He has created us. He knows how He has created us. Right?
Okay.
So we want to present ourselves that, oh Lord, you know our weaknesses, but you also know that, we are trying. So that in itself is such a great blessing. And a person, we often feel bad about it. Like, Shaitan also uses these things to, make us feel bad about ourselves so he can keep us in that bad space.
Mm.
A very important thing for us to remember is that if I do realize now that, this is something that I need to fix, this is something I need to work on, we must actually be happy for that because we are getting a chance to, do something about it.
Mm.
And we should feel blessed for that. And then also what we should do is that the best thing for us to do is to, be in the company of the pious. That be in their company, learn from them, speak to them about, this difficulty that you are having.
Hmm.
And listen to their advices because, they are so learned and they are here to help us when we are having these types of difficulties. So if you find yourself in that situation, then, try and get yourself in the company of a pious person.
Okay.
Some people would go to a sheikh, somebody who can guide them and, give them the remedies to help, because our spirituality is very, very much important, just as our, physical, mental, emotional health.
Mm.
It affects all of those areas as well. So that's why for us, we have to work on fixing our spiritual self.
Hmm.
And inshallah, through that also, our physical, our mental, emotional health also will improve.
Okay, Afa, we are running out of time for the interview, but Afa, it was a very, very informative interview, and Afa has made really good points there. But sometimes even when it comes to when we recognize our weaknesses, sometimes Shaitan makes us has an influence on our thoughts. So sometimes it's important to be positive even in that moment.
Definitely. I just want to say one last thing is that it's all about balance. It's really all about balance. And if we look at our creation, how Allah Ta'ala has created us as human, is to be in that balance, right? Like the angels, they only do good.
Mm.
And Shaitan is on the total other extreme.
Mm.
But as human, we are, in between. And this is why also we find it difficult to stick to that consistency is that it's balance, it's coming in between.
Mm.
We don't have to try to be like a farishta because we're not an angel, and we're not Shaitan, we're in between, we're human.
Mm.
So it's also a very, direct link to us to finding our humanity, our, you know, humanness of where we are. We have strength and we have weakness. And that is actually where our balance is found.
Very true. Okay, Appa, this is where we will end today's interview, inshallah, and we look forward to speaking to Appa again in future, inshallah.
Inshallah, JazakAllah so much for having me.
JazakAllah khair for joining us, Appa, and availing your time for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, G, dear listeners, that was Appa Rabia joining us, and she gave us some really good importance on this topic of self-evaluating and, you know, taking into account our good deeds. And the main reason was for this is, you know, we have to take into account whatever our deeds have been done for the year, so that we know that are we on a spiritual growth or are we, you know, decline. That's why we need to hold ourselves accountable before, you know what, we stand in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we become so neglectful of the deeds that we have, you know, committed, that we don't really realize sometimes, are we on the good, are we on the straight path, or are we way away from it due to our actions. So may Allah make it easy for all of us, inshallah, to always take into account what we do, and also make it easy for us to always make ihtisab of our actions. Now, we were speaking about some of the ways we can aim for ihsan. Inshallah, I'll be ending off on this, inshallah. Next thing that we can do, like Appa was mentioning, that, you know, shaitan influences us. So you have to have full self-confidence in yourself, that, you know what, you are able to aim for this ihsan. You are able to do this a good deed at the best ability. You know, sometimes, like they say, sometimes when you have made wudu, for instance, what happens, shaitan puts a thought in your mind which will make you doubt that wudu. So what we have to do, we have to lock that away and think, in the bright stage, you know, you have completed this, you have to let, you know, open such ways where you won't let shaitan influence your thoughts. Be positive in this manner, that, you know, you are, that shaitan does not influence your thoughts. So you have to have full confidence. So you have to do whatever good action with the self-confidence that you need. So if you are aiming to do good, do it with, you know, excellence, but have confidence in that excellence that you have given. Not sometimes what we do in action, and then later on we feel that, you know, we didn't do it to our ability. But you know what? When you have done it with self-confidence, what happens? When even if you, when you have done it, it might seem less, but to you it was something which was great. And because of that, that is the confidence that you need. Then that was your ihsan, that was your striving, that was the effort that you made for that, you know, for that deed to be done. And also remember that your success only comes from Allah. You know, we love by the ayah that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, you know, that wa ma tawfiqi illa billah, that my success is only by Allah. So even in this, for that action to be, to reach this ihsan, can only from come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for us that, you know, to want yet to reach that perfection that we need, which will, for that perfection that we need our deed to be, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us reach that effort. So sometimes you might say that effort was little, but you know what, because you know it, it can only, it, your success only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then alhamdulillah, that action was not in vain. That action was done to the best ability, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that. And also, remember to always repeat. You know, sometimes we do an action, and then afterwards what happens, because we don't do it anytime, or you fail at doing an action, what happens? You don't want to do it again. But repeat. So sometimes, like I say, we are declining. When you see there's a decline, don't say, okay, now I'm doomed, it's a decline. You know? Go back, start the step again. Go to the first step, make it stop again, make the correct intention, start it over again, don't stop there. So make the qarar of it, even if you have to. So repeat the process, don't lose hope, because why? This is how we build on to, you know, our evaluation. This is how, this is actually evaluating, where we are not afraid to repeat and repeat. And I know that's how even we are aiming for that excellence. So the moment you want that excellence, you have to repeat and repeat doing something, so that, you know, ultimately, or you will end, you will, I mean, you will end up reaching the goal that you are looking for. And always make an effort. Always make an effort. Because why? Our effort pays out. Make an effort. And don't think that your effort is no little, or that your effort means nothing. Because why? All our effort counts, and it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And our effort counts. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna sa'yakum lashatta, that verily, you know, your efforts are different, but that effort that you are putting is the one that you are able to give, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you on that effort. Now, a reminder for today, inshallah, and this is what I will seal the show with today, is, you know, every year, alhamdulillah, which will be on, you know, the reminder for today is on the right that the Quran has over us. And one of those rights is that a khatam has to be made of it at least twice in the year, one in Ramadan and one also of Ramadan. So now, as we see, we are drawing to a close of the Islamic year. Let us, if we have khatams that are not finished, let us try to finish those khatams, inshallah, so that we have completed the rite of the Quran, which is to recite it at least twice a year. And this does not mean that you only have to recite the Quran twice, dear listeners, but that, you know what, at least in our lifetime, we have to have at least twice in the year where we have read the Quran, once in Ramadan, maybe full khatam, and also out of Ramadan. So inshallah, may Allah make it easy for all of us to remain on the straight path and remain in His obedience, inshallah. And this is where I will end today's program, inshallah. Until next week, Tuesday, from me, Hajira Muzabe, ma'a salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.